Shalom Aleichem. Yesterday, Mishnah Yomi started chapter 5 of Bava Metzia, Ezehu Neshech, about Neshech or Ribit, Ribis, interest. We mentioned that biblically prohibited Neshech is in the context of a loan, but sometimes there can be a sale that also has problematic interest on a rabbinical level. So Mishnah Gimel gives us an example of this. Macherlo et hasadeh. He sold a field. V'natan lo miksat damim. The buyer paid a down payment. V'amarlo. And the seller tells him, Eimatai shetirtse, when you want, heavy mild, bring the rest of the money, v'tol shalcha, and take this field. This field is yours now with the down payment, but I'm going to be here until you bring the rest of the money. Usser. Now, this is problematic because there's two possible problems. First, the seller could be using the field for the months or years until the buyer brings all the money, and all of those crops and benefit he gets from that field would be what we call schar hamtanot maot, in profit for waiting to get the rest of his money. So it looks a lot like ribit. And second of all, if the buyer starts using the field right away and is able to eat the produce, then if he never comes up with the money and pays the seller, then actually he was stealing, but in a way that kind of looks like a loan. Because the seller got to hold on to his down payment, and he got to use it, and the buyer got to use the field for a little bit, and then it turns out the sale never went through. Now, the Mishnah contrasts this. Hilval al sadehu. He made a loan on his field, meaning the field is a security deposit, a collateral. V'amar lo, im iata noten li mikan vadshlo shanim, hare hishali. If you don't pay back the entire loan within 3 years, I'm keeping the field. Hare hi shalo. If indeed the borrower slash seller doesn't pay within 3 years, then the lender slash buyer does get to keep the field. And the reason it's okay is because this is really a sale. And even if the field is really worth more than the face value of the loan, it's a sale for land, and that doesn't have to be at exact equal. There's no real set value for land. V'chach, the Mishnah says, Chach haya bait has ben zonin, osa pi chachamim. Bait has ben zonin used to do this arrangement with the agreement of the sages. Now again, just as in the first case, it would be a problem if someone is getting the produce, getting benefit from the field during these 3 years. So in the first case, the only way to make it work is to have the produce and the profits go to a third party to be held in escrow until they figure out the deal. Same too in this case. You can't have a case where someone is getting the produce also during those 3 years. Let's go on to Mishnah Dalet. Ein moshivin chenvoni l'machazit schar. We don't set up a storekeeper for half of the profits. So for instance, there's a farmer, he has a big crop. He says, listen, the going rate for my wheat is such and such in the market, but I'm going to give it to you in the store. You'll sell it a little bit at the time above the market rate for the bulk rate, you know, above the wholesale rate. You'll sell it at the retail rate and we'll split the gain. The Mishnah adds, "V'lo yitin ma'ut likach b'hen payrot l'machzit schar," and an investor can't give cash to a storekeeper to go out and buy wholesale, and then the storekeeper will sell it at retail, and they'll split the profits. Ela im kenotin lo scharo kepoel, unless the investing partner, the one providing the money or the capital, the goods, is also paying the working partner, the storekeeping partner. Now, the reason here is that halachically, the capital is viewed as chatzi pikatun chatzi milva. It's half a deposit, because half of it belongs to the investor, and it's half a loan, because the other half belongs, kind of like a loan, to the working partner, the managing partner, to actually do business with. And he's on the hook. He's responsible if there's a decrease in value or a loss or a problem with it. So he gains half of the profit, but also bears half of the loss. So he's an equal partner, but he's doing all the legwork. And at the end of the day, the investing partner would get back his money plus extra without having done the legwork. So we say it's only okay, it's not a problem of interest, only if he's paying the managing partner to do the legwork. The Mishnah adds a similar case when the investment is animals. We don't give eggs to a farmer, so his hens will hatch them, and then they'll raise the chicks and sell the chicks, you know, and split the profits. We don't assess calves or colts, you know, horses, little horses, you know, and they'll raise them, and then they'll sell them and split the profits. Elim ken noten lo schar ke amolo mizono. It's allowed only when he gives him schar amolo for his work, and also mizono, also the feed. Like the farmer can't be bearing the entire cost of the food to raise these animals. The investor has to go in with that as well. Of all, but it would be okay, mekablin agolin saichlin mechetzia, to split calves and young horses for half profits. Megodlinota ashiya mishuloshin. And you're going to raise them until they get one-third of their size, and a donkey until it's old enough to bear a load. Now, in this last case, the Gemara explains they're not assessing the exact value of the animals and having the farmer, the managing partner, be on the hook for half of their value. He says, hey, just let's take these animals, and once they get to a third, we'll sell them and split the profit. But he's not necessarily on the hook for the value when he's the managing partner. So the capital in this last case, it's not looked at as half deposit, half loan. It's not really a loan at all. He's simply contracting to raise this person's animal, the investor's animal, and then when they get big enough, they'll sell them and split the profits. Yashar kochachem, tizkulim mitzvot.